This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Like a doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm starting to see a trend of some questions I've been asked by many of my listeners about when mom or dad or grandma or grandpa should stop driving. Now, I haven't had that conversation with my mom. I'm not allowed to tell you her age because she'd say I'm only supposed to say she's in her 40s, okay, which would make me 16. So I can't really, I do wonder about her driving. I'm not really so worried about my mom. My mom was the driver that would tick everybody off even when she was younger. Okay. My mom never sped. I never saw my mom speed. My dad would. You know, that's where I get my driving savvy from was my father. May he rest in peace. He was always on a fast highway to nowhere. But, my mom, because maybe we were in the car, et cetera, she was, though, the most distracted driver I had ever seen because she would always turn around and smack us. She would always be yelling at us. She would be, probably maybe 160 degrees turned from where she should be focusing on to be looking at me in the back seat behind the passenger side. And so she could, whip me across the face. So, my mom was probably the most distracted driver, and she got us to and from pretty safely. And then again, remember, the cars back then were real big boats at the time. I see her drive. She drives slow. She will not talk to me on the phone. It's very, very interesting. Okay, I love my mom to death. But every time she calls, I'm stuck on the phone for an hour. So my commute home now, because of, I work at Toro University in Nevada. I love it. But it's in Henderson. And so my drive now with traffic could be about 45 minutes to an hour. I call her. The problem is that she's leaving work. She still works. At the same time, she will not talk to me while she's driving on the phone. Now, all of a sudden, she's not distracted. She could whip my butt, right, with both hands on her feet while driving when I was younger. But now, all of a sudden, she's older, she doesn't. So she's very careful and she takes her time. So I think, so far she's okay. Well, a report came out today talking about the 10 most dangerous states for older drivers. They say the ranking of the most and least dangerous states for senior drivers from caring.com. Wait a second. Let me get my reading glasses. Lord have mercy. I better read this carefully. Yep, caring.com. I got that right without my reading glasses. They say holds a few surprises. Okay, they say the tiniest state, Rhode Island, holds the highest threat for senior drivers. And a relatively large, expansive state, New Mexico, holds the least threat. They say those age 65 or older expected to make up a quarter of all drivers by 2025, according to the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety. They say the study compared each state's number of residents 65 and older who were killed in car accidents with that age group's share of the state's population using 2014 car fatality numbers from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and U.S. Census Bureau population data. Whew. It's a lot. In Rhode Island, they say senior citizens accounted for around 35% of 2014 car-related fatalities, but made up just 16% of the state's population, making seniors nearly 19% more likely to be involved in a fatal accident than expected. Now, I got something to say on that, but let's quickly give you the states first. So the most dangerous states were Rhode Island, then Maine, then Minnesota, New York, Idaho, Pennsylvania, Hawaii, New Jersey, Washington, and then Delaware. The safest states were New Mexico, North Dakota, Louisiana, Alaska, Montana, Mississippi, South Carolina, Wyoming, Florida, and Connecticut. They say the study also looked at each state's driving rules for seniors, and found there was a correlation between rules and fatalities. For the most part, states with stricter rules, like more frequent renewal requirements, vision tests, in-person testing, had fewer senior fatalities, and states with less stringent rules, or none at all, tended to have more senior fatalities. They say six of the most dangerous states for mature drivers do not have any driving rules for seniors. Two of the 10 safest states lacked regulations, Mississippi and Wyoming. So population density is a factor. The more populous states have more fatalities. You know, but see, this is interesting, okay? You know, you could be on, let's say, Coumadin, a blood thinner, and then, unfortunately, you could be in an accident, and then you know, bleed to death. God forbid. What we need to do, how we need to study it is, how many accidents were really the older person's fault? Okay? And then that caused a fatality with that. Because, I mean, if they're just looking at how many older people, you know, people die, die in car accidents, okay, maybe if they're in the driver's seat or whatnot, okay, that doesn't necessarily mean the older person caused the crash. Now, if this study is supposed to be what is the most dangerous state for older drivers anywhere, whether they caused the crash or not, okay, well, then you could use this data. But if we're trying to look at, you know, when to not have grandma or grandpa drive, okay, I like the DMV, you know, having more frequent requirements. But I got to tell you, I think it's very frustrating for the average patient. You know, I've seen people go, look, I can't get in with the ophthalmologist. I have eye issues. We're going to be excluding a lot of older people from driving. And what blows my mind is we're living now to our 90s until our 100s. So, I mean, if over 65, I lose my driver's license, that's going to really stink. That is going to really, really, I love to drive. I don't know. Maybe when I'm over 65, I don't know. What if you have a senile moment? Okay. And, you know, many of us people in our 30s and 40s do. I mean, I would really like to test a 20-year-old checking his Pokemon Go, right, or his Facebook compared to a 75-year-old, you know, woman driver. I would really like to compare the two. And my guess is the distraction is probably more with the younger individual. But what if somebody like me later becomes a senior citizen, okay, who is very, very distracted by the kids, by the music, and I like to headbang to Def Leppard or whatever's playing on any of the rock stations, you know, that could be a problem and I could lose my license. So I guess my answer to, you know, many of your questions, when should grandma and grandpa not drive, is if you think it's unsafe, if you think they're not going to be able to focus, if you don't think they're going to have the reaction time, I'd say today. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly Show, and or Twitter is Dr. Dolly, and Facebook is the Dr. Dolly Show. You know, this was really concerning. There was an Italian baby that was taken to the hospital in Milan, Italy, earlier this month by his grandparents, and the doctors were shocked by his condition. At 14 months old, he weighed only slightly more than a three-month-old, according to the local Italy. Upon further examination, they found a scarier picture. The baby, whose parents allegedly kept him on a strictly vegan diet without providing dietary supplements, was unfortunately severely malnourished, suffering from dangerously low calcium levels. Complicating matters, the baby had to undergo an emergency operation because of a congenital heart condition, which unfortunately was aggravated by his low calcium levels. The local reported the hospital staff reported the case to social services, and that the baby's parents have lost the custodial rights to the child. According to Lucia Bernardo, director of pediatrics at the hospital, said the case forces us to reflect on uncommon feeding regimens. He was careful not to take sides on the issue of what constitutes an optimal diet for baby. However, it is not a problem to choose different or unusual kinds of nutrition, and we certainly do not want to enter into a discussion on the merits of the decision. But since birth, the baby should have had support, in this case with calcium and iron. In recent months, Italy has seen multiple cases of children on vegan diets being hospitalized for malnutrition. In June, a 2-year-old girl was brought to a hospital in Genoa, where she spent several days in intensive care after doctors found her to be suffering from vitamin deficiencies and low levels of hemoglobin. So people who unfortunately deal with an iron deficiency, like an iron deficiency anemia, they will make less hemoglobin. And hemoglobin is the part of the red blood cell that transports oxygen to the tissues. So low hemoglobin is how we can sometimes detect an iron deficiency. Last June, an 11-month-old baby whose parents are vegans was treated for severe malnutrition at a hospital in Florence. Similar cases have been in other countries. In 2007, a vegan couple were given life sentences after their 6-week-old baby died of starvation in 2004. They had fed the baby a diet of mainly soy milk and apple juice, and a jury found the couple guilty of murder, manslaughter, and cruelty to children. And in 2011, a French vegan couple were charged with child neglect after their 11-month-old baby died from vitamin deficiencies. I guess the defense attorney would then have to prove that the vitamin deficiency was not because of lack of feeding, that it wasn't an inborn, you know, error of metabolism or another sort of medical issue. But I got to tell you, we doctors, it's pretty easy to pick up a deficiency. This is really unfortunate. This is, you know, they say it is not necessarily the case that veganism leads to malnourished young children, of course. They say, many vegans, apparently there was an article, veganism is not child abuse. There was an article in The Spectator last year that argued that it's not veganism that harms children, it's neglectful parenting. Veganism, if done right, can give kids all the nutrients they need for healthy growth. Now, the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics agrees that well-planned vegetarian and eating patterns are healthy for infants and toddlers. Eat Right, for breastfeeding moms and for infants who don't consume milk products and eggs, recommends supplements or fortified foods for vitamins B12, vitamin D, calcium, and iron, and advises parents to consult a dietitian. They say it's not a problem if parents want to raise their children using alternative or even unusual diets. There was another columnist going, can kids be vegan and be healthy? I mean, you know, of course. But being vegan, okay, as we see with adults, okay, and people that do it right, okay, I mean, it's a lot of work. And it's an art. Making sure you know what you're eating, making sure you're getting all the right supplements. And when it comes to a baby, the art comes into knowing what they digest and how they digest. One concern I have with children being vegan isn't what they're getting in terms of their nutrition with you know, vegetables and soy, is if many of them are not getting milk. Okay? Mom's breast milk or formula, all right, we have seen time and time again, all right, seem to be obviously a very suitable, well-tolerated form for many children to get their nutrition. I mean, look back at caveman days, okay? Babies needed milk. They needed mom's milk, okay? You do have some rare cases of children being allergic to milk. It's very rare and it's very odd, you know, that a child cannot take mom's breast milk, okay? The babies are designed, remember, nature overpowers society. The babies are designed to be born and then to be able to feed off mom, okay? You know, just like cats and dogs and animals, okay, we're supposed to wean off mother. If mom physically can't breastfeed or there's a problem with her breast being able to make milk, we supplement. Okay, and we supplement as close as possible. And these formulas are pretty phenomenal with that. I mean, you know, we've been doing a lot of studies between formula-fed babies and IQs and formula-fed babies and diabetes and obesity, etc. And even though I think many of us gut instinct-wise, we think a breastfed baby does better, unfortunately, you know, in this day and age, many of us women just don't make enough milk. I didn't. I did not make enough milk. Maybe it's because I worked. I mean, I tried not to. I took 2 full weeks off, okay, with my kid, and still we couldn't exclusively breastfeed. He was born underweight. I had to start doing formula. We just, you know, and then with the next kid, I went back to work in 3 days. So, yeah, I would still breastfeed him at work. I took him to work, but it wasn't the same as his whole meal or his whole feeding regimen around breast milk. So I tried to make sure that they at least got that because they could get the antibodies. You know, there's things in breast milk that we don't even know about. And so, you know, formula luckily, you know, introduces a lot of the proteins and the fluids, etc. And so my guess is there's a lot of babies out there raised vegan that have done just fine. And a lot of parents are probably afraid to come forward. But if somebody doesn't do it right, you know, like there's one quote that was very, you know, very telling. You know, it's not the veganism, it's the neglectful parenting. If a parent does not make sure that their child gets everything in a form that they could absorb, which may have to be in formula form, okay, or mixed with formula, I know that kind of may defeat the purpose, then unfortunately, you know, that baby will not, you know, be able to thrive. So it's an art. You have to be very well educated on the subject, and you have to have that baby very properly supervised. You know, when we look at infants, so, you know, when a mom would give birth, okay, so, you know, in training and in practice, okay, well, in training you deliver the baby. In practice, I didn't deliver babies because my practice was too high. So I'm a family doc. So you get the baby when they're born, okay, and you wait, you know their baby, their you know, their birth weight. By 2 weeks, and I prefer sooner, they regain their birth weight. Babies will lose weight after they're born because they're out of the womb. And they're not getting constant feeding, and now they're moving, and they're having more energy expenditures, and they're pooping more. So babies will actually lose weight. They'll lose water because now they're exposed to dry air. So babies will lose weight, okay, when they're first born, and then they should regain it at least, you know, by the latest, by 2 weeks. Okay, we really prefer sooner than that. So birth weight. So my kid was 6 pounds 11 ounces. He dropped down to 6 pounds 2 ounces, and then went right back to 6 pounds 11 ounces. And all of a sudden now he's like, you know, yeah, you know, stone, and he's huge. You know, by 6 months they should be at the very least double their birth weight. Okay, and then by a year they should be 3 times their birth weight. So your 6 pound baby should be at least 18 pounds by year one. And these are very rough estimates. Okay, of course, you know, it could vary depending on the kid. So if you are doing a vegan diet, you know, for the baby, okay, that baby should be having regular weight checks. There's a very predictable weight pattern. There's also, what we also do is we check the head circumference to make sure the head is growing. We make sure they're developing well. You know, there's things that babies do at a week, 2 weeks, 4 weeks. You know, I would check the baby at, you know, when they were born. I would check them at 2 weeks. I would check them at a month. And then I would check them at 2 months, you know, and then 4 months, 6 months with the vaccination cycle. If a parent is not bringing the child in for vaccinations, which many don't, many times these kids don't get those follow-up visits. And so when you hear of these kids dying because they lacked, you know, supplements, and I got to tell you, there is something unnatural about giving the baby supplements. I would rather they get, you know, their vitamins in natural breast milk form. I think, you know, if you want to be natural, that's the best way to do it. But I understand the advantages of vegan diet. It's just, you know, when it comes to a baby, you know, I mean, you know, if you could give them breast milk, I'd say please do. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, I like to give a lot of dating advice, but I also like to give a lot of work advice, okay? I think there's a lot of people that do their job wrong. I've done so many, community campaigns and done so much community outreach and marketing and branding that I come across people that unfortunately make some real key mistakes. And dating is a big issue for many of you. And I think there's a lot of similarities between dating and work and your persona. And so this is very interesting. We have a love expert, Catherine Alice, who shares a simple five-step formula that she comes up with, okay? See, I came up with the three E's. You educate, you engage, you educate, and you enlist. Okay? Not very sexy, all right? But you could use that for dating, too. One, you want to engage the person, okay? You know, have them at least focus on you. Okay, they may not have to like you originally, but let them focus on you. Okay, maybe either be attractive or make a joke. You engage them. Then you educate them, okay, on, you know, why. Give them an education on why you're a cool person, why you're fun. You don't have to say this is why. I mean, it could be indirect. And then you enlist them, you know, so call me. So take my number, you know, and if I call you, say yes. And you enlist them, okay? So you do that with everything, whether it's an ad, whether I'm with a patient, you know, okay. All right, so, but, you know, she has some advice, and we will share that with you. Okay, first, she says, build yourself up internally. You know, before you give a speech, there was a high school student that wrote me wanting to, you know, having issues with public speaking. Mom wants him to go into speech and debate, and it sounded like he was scared to death of doing that. You know, you have to, you know, plan and prepare, but you have to build yourself up. Whether you're going on a date, now you don't want to be overly cocky, but you don't want to be meek and humble. I cannot get up on a stage and get behind a microphone and go, Oh gosh, I'm nervous. You guys are going to listen to me. I've actually made some major mistakes with that. Okay. And I've made some mistakes, not with public speaking, but with singing. I get up in front of a stage and all of a sudden I'm getting ready to sing. And I immediately start to do that. I go, this is all going to be off key. And I immediately start to do that because I have no problem bombing a joke or a speech. I know how to recover. I do not know how to bomb or recover after singing something off key. So I get very, very nervous when I get on, oh, say, can you see? Then I'm like, guys, okay, this is going to be off key. Get ready for the next note. By the dawn's early light. Oh, be careful. You know, and I'll do that, and I'll mess up the whole song, whether it's a patriotic song, whether it's a country song, whether it's whatever, and I mess it up, and so I do that. So you need to build yourself self up internally. You got to go up to that mic, or you got to go up to that person you want to date, and go, you know what? There is no rejection, okay? This is, failure is not an option. And if it doesn't go your way, her loss, no big deal, his loss, okay? You see, if you are nervous, you're putting the hot guy girl on a pedestal. If so, you need to get up there on that pedestal with them rather than feeling less than. Remind yourself that you are a catch and of all your good qualities. For all you know, you may be tailor-made for this person, and they may have been looking for someone just like you, okay? Then they say, and this is, of course, with dating, to connect subtlety. So, okay, so, yes, subtly. They say, look at this person in the eye and smile. Now, remember, she's like a sex therapist. She goes, many of my clients find even this step hard to do. But remember, this person needs some contact, and you can provide it. Studies show that most men will not approach a woman unless they get the signal. And many men have discovered that they don't have to make a move when they just connect with their eyes and their energy. Women will come to them. That was me. Okay? I mean, I chased the boys. So all they had to do was not only, I mean, they had to have a pulse. They didn't even have to be looking in my direction. They just had to be within my 5-mile radius, and I would go up to them. That was just me. Next, they say chat matter-of-factly. Ask them a question or make a comment about something around you. Okay, I mean, don't say, is that vodka tonic yummy? I mean, don't be doing something like that, you know? But go, is it me, or, can you not understand the lyrics to the song? I really don't understand what the lyrics are to the song. I mean, if you know, please tell me, okay? Because everybody seems to be enjoying the song, and I just don't get it. You know, something like that. Okay, and yeah, even though, look, we know what you're doing, we know you're trying to do an opener, it allows a conversation. And if the woman wants to, not have anything to do with you, she'll be like, I don't know, just go deal with it yourself and walk away. You know, or she'll be like, you know what, I don't know either. Okay, and again, it's funny, it's inviting, and you can have a conversation. Okay? So, yeah, do that. Okay, so she's standing there. You know, you go up to her and you're like, okay, I don't know what the hell the song is. You know, this is crazy. You know, you don't want to be too negative. You don't want to sit there and start, you know, ripping on all the music. You know, and you could, and you don't want to, you know, act like you're a Britney Spears fan either. But, you know, then you open it up going, okay, I guess the next song is going to be better. So if you don't mind, let me stand here. Okay, I'm going to stand here next to you because I don't want to be in the middle of that dance floor looking confused. Let's look like we get what's going on here. Okay, and she's like, okay, that's good. Okay, the buddy system, that's the only way we're going to get through the song. Okay, and you know, and then obviously you guys are going to talk and, you know, go, it's, I mean, I haven't dated for a while. Okay, so, you know, my Chicago t-shirt or my Bon Jovi, you know, lines that I would, you know, use, they just really don't, seem to attract people anymore. But, look, I've been married now almost 20 years. Where it's going to be the 20th year. Right? I don't know if we're going to do anything special. I'll shave my legs. That's special enough. But I've been out of the scene, so I just don't know. Okay, so anyway, but, you know, chat, matter of fact. So ask question. You don't want to look desperate. You want to act like it's no big deal either way. You don't want to scare the person, you know. You don't want to go, hi, will you go out with me? Because, again, I mean, you know, the problem is we really confuse our goals when it comes to dating, okay? So what happens is you're with the guys, and the guys make fun of you one day for not having had sex in 6 months. So you go, I'm going to prove to you. I'm going to do it, okay? And it's not that you want to have sex. It's you've noticed, you know, I really haven't dated anybody, and I don't have a girlfriend. Everybody else has girlfriends, and I don't. Okay, but you're so fixated on what happened with your friends and this goal that all of a sudden you come up to a person and you're like, okay, well, I got to get this goal, you know, met. Okay, and you're missing the point. Okay, and now here's the other thing too. Maybe many of you don't want to date. Maybe many of you. I mean, when I started to date my husband, it was after I broke up with somebody who had to move, and I had to move, and it wasn't going to work, so it was a real, like, nice, you know, goodbye. And I was like, you know what, I'm done. You know, I can't let my day or my week be, you know, ruined because I'm going to be lovesick. You know what, I'm just going to focus on studies. And then my cousin called, said she was going to be in L.A., you know, if I could come down and meet her. And then, you know, I decided to, you know, give my friend Corey a call, say, look, I'm going to be in town, let's grab a beer. So basically I picked him up, even though I knew him years ago at UNLV, and then boom, that beer, we never even had beer. Nothing happened, but that was, and all of a sudden, so, you know, when you're not looking, when you don't want to go up to a person and say, okay, look, you know, I'm not here to find anybody. Okay, because that's odd too. But you need to look like that you are confident with yourself, that you're comfortable, that you are interested in that person, not because of sex or because you're trying to meet a goal or a quota, but because you're, you know, meeting them is interesting. It's something that is helping you. I mean, it's like, oh, wow. You know, this is cool to meet you. I am really glad I met you. That's cool. That is more inviting than us thinking you have, you know, goals to meet. They say bring it home by furthering contact. You know, like you could connect on Facebook right then and there as opposed to asking for a phone number. You know, oh, where are you on Facebook? Let me find you on Facebook. You know, that kind of thing. And, I mean, you know what? Go easy with it. Okay? Relationships grow. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
In the 1950s, Dr. Joanna Budwig had a 90% success rate curing people of cancer using fresh pressed flax oil and cottage cheese. The combination of dairy protein with unoxidized flax oil was able to restore oxygen transfer. It is now well known the cells of our bodies require unoxidized omega-3 and 6 seed oils to both attract and absorb oxygen. For the first time, there are seed oils with virtually zero oxidation, even after 1 year at room temperature. All other, quote, cold-pressed seed oils are structurally damaged and significantly oxidized by the time you consume them. Andrea seed oils retain the correct shape, electron content, and information that is quickly communicated to all the cells in your body. By taking these sacred seed oils, your whole body will begin to use oxygen as the Creator designed it. Now combine this with our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein, and you have a winning combination to confer energy and health like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we are organizing in light of the blood bank shortages, National Blood Donation Week and National Blood Donation Day. We are grouping together with United Blood Services, American Red Cross, blood banks all across the United States to be able to host drives during that time, make it really easy for you guys. If you want to host a drive or if you want to donate to pull together this summer, very few people in relation to what we usually need are donating blood, and we need blood badly for the hospitals. For, I mean, look, every day we're having a shooting. I mean, this is some scary, scary stuff. And, you know, if the media doesn't give it enough attention, you don't know about it. And so if your company or school or business or group of friends can host a blood drive, let me know. I will hook you up with a local blood bank that will help you set it up, make it as easy as possible, even if you can't donate blood. Okay, then, but if you could host a drive and incite others who can, you are going to be saving lives. So please, please, please email us at drdahlia.com. You go to the National Blood Donation Day page, or you can even call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI. But we make it very, very easy for you. It is so rewarding. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this is interesting. Doctors aren't the only ones who could certify medical marijuana to patients. In Hawaii, patients are going to have more options to gain access because nurses could certify people for use of the drug. So there's apparently a shortage of doctors willing to do the certifications. So Governor David Ige, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, signed a bill Monday updating the state's medical marijuana dispensary law. He says it's high time that this bill came into effect, according to Walua Brandman, a psychiatric nurse practitioner. She goes, I have patients that have been using marijuana, not legally, because they don't have the diagnosis yet. But the medication is working for them, and they keep asking me, can they get a card? Now, Hawaii medical marijuana has been legal since 2000, but dispensaries were not approved until last year. Until now, patients have had to grow their own marijuana or get the drug with the help of a caregiver. The drug policy forum of Hawaii fields, I guess, calls daily from potential patients asking for referrals, but some doctors are unwilling to publicly state that they'll certify for the drug. Okay, and we'll talk about that. According to Carl Benquist, the group's executive director, I think it's connected to issues around the legality that people are still confused about, and also lack of education about the benefits of the medicine. People remain skeptical. And I got a lot to say. I can't wait. Hold on. Paul Klink, a patient advocate who takes medical cannabis for anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, hypoxia, and severe insomnia, is trying to change that. He's taken 28 medications, including addictive painkillers, before he started taking medical marijuana in 2000, and reduced his medication list to 2 or 3 prescriptions. Pretty damn cool. Without the cannabis, he says, there's no way I would be standing here right now. The bill also fixes a tax loophole that would have entitled dispensaries to tax exemptions if they set up in enterprise zones. Some advocates want further changes to the Hawaii's law to allow dispensaries to sell edible marijuana products. Right now, state law allows medical pot shops to open July 15th, but many dispensary owners say they won't be ready before the end of the year because they haven't had enough time since state licenses are awarded in April. So they're working on that. Okay, why aren't doctors quick to write medical marijuana? I got to tell you, it was very interesting. Before I left my practice, and I'm teaching now at Toro University, I can't tell you how many people I knew came up to me. Not even in the office, you know, at events or whatever, going, okay, I want medical marijuana. Before you leave, can you write me that? I go, but I don't write marijuana. You could just give me the card. I've had people say, you know what, my mom or dad needs it, so give me the card. I'm like, okay. You know, guys, and it's very interesting because, you know, one thing about the legalization of marijuana is you find out how many of your friends and how many people you know do pot. Okay, apparently a lot of people are doing it. Okay, who knew? Who knew? All right. See, I've always been afraid because you had to get drug tests. You know, everywhere you worked, you had to get a drug test. You had to, I would have never even thought to do drugs. Marijuana was a drug. Now marijuana seems to be a medicine. And listen, I know that there are medicinal benefits because I've seen my patients do better once they admitted to me that the reason why they're never in there for pain medicine, anxiety medicine, sleep medication, or even their blood pressure is good is because they've been smoking pot for years. So I see the proof. But what I haven't seen is enough studies talking about the damage that marijuana could do. So many of us doctors, yeah, we believe that it could help seizures. We believe that, there could be a lot of medical applications. But for us to put our medical license on the line, for us to put our malpractice on the line, we can't take that risk if any of the governors signed a law saying the doctor will not be sued. The doctor will not be liable. The doctor will not be criminally charged. That the doctor will be completely free and clear. And no way will ever get sued for any drug interaction or COPD or lapse of judgment or reaction time behind the wheel. I think more doctors will get behind it. But nobody's doing that. And that's very scary. You know, we talked about this doctor being criminally charged, and luckily he wasn't when there was a case in an emergency room where a patient came in having a kidney stone. So the ER doc called in the urologist. The urologist comes in and goes, okay, you know what? You know, to find the kidney stone, we need to do an IVP, an intravenous pyelogram, where they put dye in the blood, and you see the blood get turned to urine, basically, and then as it turns to urine, you could see where a stone could be. Now, that's an old-time test. We don't really do that much anymore. We do CAT scans. So when the radiologist got the order, he's like, wait a second, you want me to do an IVP? Why don't I just do a CAT scan? And the urologist is like, look, I'm the doctor ordering this. You're the radiologist. You listen to me. Okay, I want an IVP. So the radiologist goes, fine. And as he pushes the injection, okay, rather than a CT without contrast, which is what we would do, a CT without contrast for a kidney stone, he had to do an IVP. He pushed the IV dye in, and the patient goes into acute renal failure and dies. So the family tried to criminally prosecute for manslaughter. Then he luckily got off with that, but then, you know, he was sued. The ER doctor was in the clear because, you know, patient came in and he did the referral to urology. The urologist, from what we understand, only got a slap on the wrist in this case. Okay, they said it was the radiologist. The radiologist was the one that pushed the dye in, and he was the one that caused the death. So you doctors hear cases like this going, oh, hell to the no. Okay, there is no way I'm going to be criminally charged. There's no way I'm going to get, you know, be sued, you know, lose my chance of getting any other malpractice later or having my rates hike up just because somebody, you know, something that you may not completely believe in, okay, that you really think is going to be 1,000% safe. Then the patient could unfortunately have an adverse event and you get sued. You know, most of us doctors are like, we can't risk it. So what's happening is then they're going to deputize other people too. So nurses will certify you. Okay, now, nurses don't seem to get sued as much as doctors or levy the amount of awards as doctors do. So this may work for many people that can have access to marijuana. But should we very slowly, I mean, you see, it's all about the mechanics and the business. Okay, well, we need to open up these dispensaries. We need to make money. We need to, allow these dispensaries to have, clients. So, but, you know, when is somebody going to stop and go, now, wait a second. Okay, do we know that it's safe? Okay, what's happening on our roads? What's happening on, obviously marijuana is in your system for a while. So when are we going to find, you know, when are we going to determine that our nurses or teachers are, machine operators, et cetera, if they're fit for duty, if they are, you know, a medical marijuana recipient? And, you know, we don't want to stereotype either, and we don't want to discriminate. If somebody's using medical marijuana, they could still do their job. But, you know, how are we going to deal with the logistics and the infrastructure of it? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Rebel.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at VIBA-ODP.com from Viva Outdoor Products.